KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Department of Cooperative Governance says nearly 83,000 spouser shop registration applications have been received nationwide. It says more than a third of them are from foreign nationals. Minister Vilenkosini-Hlabisa provided the figures in response to a parliamentary question from the African Transformation Movement. The registration drive follows a series of deadly food poisoning events across the country. Black Business Unity says it's happy with the government's move. It believes the number of registrations by foreign nationals is too high, given the current unemployment figures among South Africans. Here's the union's public relations officer, Michael Molloy.
Foreign nationals only show, whether they 30,000 or they 3,000. That number is too big. We are sitting with a huge unemployment rate, and a lot of people will then go to a spaza shop to earn a means of survival. And unfortunately, because of competition and how these guys are so organized, it makes it tough for an individual to survive.
A man accused of stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death in Umhlanga is due to hear his fate today. Sibamandla Khumalo will appear before the Durban High Court on a charge of premeditated murder. He's pleaded not guilty to the crime. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Khumalo's accused of attacking Nomfundo Msibi, the mother of his two children, at a taxi rank near the Gateway Theatre of Shopping last year. They had been in a relationship for 8 years. The court heard that Msibi had fled to KwaMashu to escape Khumalo's alleged harassment. The 30-year-old's brother previously revealed that his sister warned them that he was following her and asked to rekindle the relationship. On the day she was murdered, Msibi went to the parking lot to meet with Khumalo to settle a lay-by under his name from a store at the mall. She was stabbed 22 times. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The Pope starting 2 months of rest and recovery at the Vatican under doctor's orders. The 88-year-old has returned home after 5 weeks of hospital treatment for double pneumonia and other health issues. Before he left, the pontiff gave a thumbs up to crowds who gathered to see him wheeled out onto the balcony. These people were among the well-wishers.
Right from the point I heard that he was sick, we started praying. I came here the very first day when he was hospitalized, and they were so happy when I heard that he'd come up to give us a blessing.
He's truly not only a good leader in terms of faith, but also in terms of character and morals, right? Always a sense of like joy.
And a public health expert says progress in fighting tuberculosis is under threat due to funding challenges. Renier Kutsia says the withdrawal of the U.S. president's emergency plan for AIDS relief funding has placed immense strain on non-governmental organizations. He says many organizations like TB Proof, ANOVA and TB HIV Care rely heavily on such funding to sustain their programs. Kutsia, who's a professor at the University of the Western Cape, says without adequate resources, mentorship programs, workshops and advocacy campaigns risk being scaled back or discontinued altogether.
This World TB Day, we urge policymakers to prioritize investment in TB programs. By supporting community-led initiatives, we can break the cycle of stigma and improve access to care. And together we can end TB.
A recap of our lead story. The Department of Cooperative Governance says nearly 83,000 spouser shop registration applications have been received nationwide. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.